See, it didn't come all the way out, so I'm going to have to...
I got my dog.
Do you have a dog? Okay, well then this is for you. Oops, sorry, Liana. Okay, so if your dog is hungry and its dish is empty, can your dog go to the refrigerator and pull some food out and go cook itself some food?
No.
No. Well, if your dog needs a bath and is dirty, can your dog go into the bathroom and run a tub of water or take a shower by itself?
No.
No. Well, what if your dog has to go to the bathroom? Can it clean up by itself? Can it clean up the mess by itself?
No.
No. So whose responsibility is that? Yes, it's the dog owner's responsibility. It's important for us to be responsible pet owners, isn't it? So we're going to talk about that today. And it's very important to learn to clean up after your dog. Do you know why? There's two important reasons. The first one is that when you don't clean up after your dog, if you're not responsible, and dogs keep going to the bathroom in the same place, it gets so yucky that nobody wants to go there anymore. Matter of fact, this last summer in the paper, there was an article about that very thing. There was a trail that people like to take their dogs on, and there were people who took their dogs there and they weren't responsible pet owners and they didn't clean up, and it got so yucky there that nobody would go there anymore, and it started putting lots of diseases there, and the authorities were going to have to come in and clean it up and take care of it. And the other reason is because dogs like to sniff a lot, don't they? And one thing they like to do is sniff yucky things, and they like to sniff each other's waste, don't they? And when they do that, they can pass diseases from one dog to another. So when you're out walking your dog, don't let your dog sniff where other dogs have went to the bathroom. Okay. So I'm going to tell you what happened to me, okay? Our dog loved to go for a walk. It's like Christmas to a dog when they get to go for a walk or a ride in the car. And so she didn't care if it was raining or shining. If there was a volcano going off, she would still want to go for her walk. And so if it's raining, guess what? I have to put on my raincoat and my boots and my hat. And sometimes even when it's raining hard, I'll have to put my hood on to stay dry. And so we went out one day and we were walking and we were having a great time. And sure enough, guess what I had to do? Clean up after my dog. Well, you see how the bags are, and you can turn them inside out and pick up the mess, and you can tie it off at the top and it stays clean on the outside. And we would roll it up and see how big these pockets are? I could stick it in my pocket and tuck it away because it was clean on the outside. Sounds kind of yucky, but it was clean on the outside and my pocket didn't get dirty, neither did my hands. And I like to have two hands with the leash because then I have good control of my dog. See, to be a responsible pet owner, you shouldn't let your dog run all over in people's yards and pull you down the road because you might get hurt and your dog might get hurt too. And nobody likes an obnoxious dog, do they? So I was walking home and we finished the walk and we went home. And usually the first thing we would do is we would take that messy bag and we would get rid of it. And then we would wash our dog up because she had long hair and she'd get real muddy. And we'd wash her feet because when you walk your dog in the grasses or on the road, sometimes there's grasses that make their feet itch and there's oils and chemicals on the road. So you want to wash that off their feet, because otherwise they get itchy feet. And when we didn't do that, she would chew at her feet. So after we did that, she was getting her drink, and I took off my coat, and I took off my boots, and we got all ready, and we went back in the house and just continued on in our day. Well, the next time I went to walk her, I got her leash, and I got my coat on, and I got my boots on, and I got my hat, and I got my bag, and we took off and went for a walk. And we were just having fun on the walk, and I touched my pocket, and I thought, what is that? I've got something in my pocket. Well, guess what I had forgotten to do? I had forgotten to take that stinky bag and get rid of it, and it was still in my pocket. And you know what God brought to my mind? He said, you are so used to packing around your dog's poop that you've got used to it, and you don't even know it's there. And that's what we do in our life. He said, that's what people do in their lives. Sometimes we have things in our life that aren't so nice. They're yucky. Can you think of some things? Like anger? Can you think of anything else that's yucky in our life? What about treating people mean? What about when mom and dad want you to do something? You say, no, I don't want to do that right now, and you don't listen to them. There's all kinds of things in our life that we do that may not be so nice. And just like people don't want to go where there's lots of dog mess, do you know that when we have lots of those things coming out of our life, people don't want to be around us? And maybe other people won't want their children to be around us either if we're not a good influence and we're not a kind person. So we have all these things in our life that we can't get rid of, can we? What do we do? Who's responsible to get those bad things out of our life? Who do you think?
Yourself.
Yourself? But can I get those bad things out of my life? Sometimes we try, but they don't go away. So who's responsible? Who else do you think could be responsible?
God.
Yeah, God. That's right. God has taken on the responsibility of helping us get all those yucky things out of our life that we can't do on our own power. That's why Jesus came, to live on this earth, to show us how to live. And then by his Holy Spirit, we get the power to let those things go so God can take them away from us. So I brought something for you today, besides your little bag, because there's something that God uses with his Spirit to help us learn about him so we can get those yucky things out of our life. Leanna's right. She keeps saying, Bible, Bible. So I got each one of you a little Bible. And it's a perfect size because you can stick it in your pocket or in your purse or coat. And you know how it is when your moms and dads are talking to their friends and you're just going, oh, can we go? And what do they say? In a minute, in a minute. So when you come to those times, guess what you can do? You can pull this out and you can read it. Or if you're stuck in a grocery line, you can pull it out and read it. If you have a friend at school or a neighbor who's kind of sad, you can open this up and you can give a special scripture to them, a promise that will encourage them. And this will help you learn more about Jesus and get those yucky things out of your life. Okay, would you guys like one? Okay, well, let's give each one of you one. I'll just let you take one. How's that? And then we'll have prayer and ask God to help us. Okay? You guys are such good listeners. There you go. Oh, sweetie. There you go. So after we have prayer, don't forget to pick up the baskets, okay? Okay. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that even though we can't get the yucky things out of our life, you can. We ask that you would bless each of these boys and girls. Give them strength, Father. Help them to read your word. Give them understanding by your Spirit so that they can become just like you. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, guys.